نهدان سبيل رسوله إبراهيم وبعد. قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي: يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد بعد الجود والكرم. اللهم صل على سيدنا مولانا محمد وعلي الفضل. اللهم صل على سيدنا مولانا محمد وعلي وصحبه واجب وسلم. أما بعد، دوشي بره
Alhamdulillah, praise be to Allah. Ramadan, blessed Ramadan. After blessed Ramadan, this is our first night of Jummah gathering, first one, the dhikr gathering after Ramadan. Alhamdulillah, praise be to Allah. This is Shawwal, the month of Shawwal. After Ramadan is this month of Shawwal. And in reality, because we are very much so for a great and excellent month, we have passed through Ramadan. And the taste of that month of Ramadan, even now, it has not ended. It's still there. The days, just a few days, I think, it's just maybe a week is nearly passed after Ramadan. After that, just like a person, when he eats something very tasty, then after that he doesn't like to eat other things once he's had something very tasty and nice. Because Ramadan was very blessed, merciful, great time. We passed through the great month, and everyone according to their capacity and capability, the blessings, the virtues, the mercies. Each person benefited in a unique way. And Allah Ta'ala gave us that great month for that purpose. So now, immediately, suddenly, this month that has come afterwards, I won't say it's laziness, but we disrespect to say that. But obviously, a person's sort of, he gets a little bit laid back, just been a few days after Ramadan, that you can see right now in Ramadan we had regular gatherings. But where's everyone now? Everyone's disappeared. At this time, mashallah, the masjid was full, Taraweeh prayers would take place, we were listening to Quran. And those people, you couldn't find a place right till the back in this masjid. And now the whole masjid is empty. Where's everyone? What's the reason? Because that a person thinks internally that I've done lots and lots of effort in Ramadan. I've prayed lots of salah, worship in Ramadan. I've read a lot of Quran. And now I'm just feeling a little bit tired. Satisfied, you could say. I'm satisfied. I've done enough. That's the desires telling us this. Despite the fact that the real time has actually started now. The real work has started now. Because this month we have come into now, Shawwal, this is a very brilliant month. And it's just started, Shawwal, the new moon of Shawwal, it's come with a great message. And what is that message? The message of Hajj. Hajj, which is a great pillar, fard, compulsory deed of Islam. Those days have started, the days of Hajj have begun. Such blessed days these are, such nights these are, that if we can just imagine from this fact that in Ramadan 30 days we kept fast, isn't it? And the reward was for 30 days, generally speaking. But Shawwal, the greatness is that these six fasts you keep in Shawwal, you get the reward for fasting the whole year. Subhanallah. This is the case, isn't it? So tell me. So then Shawwal has taken the number here. So just from here, if you just sort of, you know, join the dots here, then the story goes somewhere else to what we're thinking. It's a different story to what we're thinking in our mind. Look, think here for a moment. That this started from Rajab. The whole, you could say, sequence started with Rajab months ago, a few months ago. The Prophet of Allah did a dua that Allah give us blessings and take us through safely to Ramadan. So this sequence started on that day, from Rajab. From that time to us now, some changes have come into our life, according to this message. So see how each thing joins with the next. So there were 2 months, Rajab, Shaban, before Ramadan, in which we were trying hard according to the message and the invitation of the Prophet ﷺ that Ramadan is about to come, Ramadan is about to come, Ramadan is about to come. In reality, it was that those 2 months, Rajab, Shaban, and Ramadan, their relationship was just like, you could say, for example, you're going to have a bath. I'll give you an example. Before you have a bath, you will get everything together, the soap, the shampoo, the toiletries, you will prepare. You prepare. And where will you take them? To the bathroom. Yes, into the washroom. Because you're going to prepare. You take the towel, you take the soap, you're going to have a bath. Then you'll go to have a shower or a bath. And you will utilize these things to purify yourself. So Rajab and Shaban were the soap, the detergent, the towel, the preparation, the shampoo that Allah Ta'ala gave to us. And Ramadan was like taking the bath, having the shower. Cleaning ourselves, in which we had to bathe ourselves, clean ourselves, purify ourselves. So join the three together, okay? Yes, so you got your preparation done, you got your toiletries, your soap, and you had to go into Ramadan after going through Rajab Shaban, and Ramadan was to purify us. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala purified us with the water of taqwa. La'allakum tattaqoon. La'allakum, whoever entered, Allah ta'ala says, though, whoever goes into the bath, into the shower, and he will come out clean. And it depends how much did you rub yourself down, how much did you clean, how much did you work hard. But obviously you'll be better off than you were before that. Say Subhanallah. Subhanallah. You understand the example? You understand the example? It's a simple example. So that was the preparation. And Ramadan was for us the cleaning. So prior to that was preparation and then cleaning. We're clean, pure, Ramadan is gone, totally pure and clean. We're sat here. Allah has announced, La'allakum tatakun, all those who entered into Ramadan and they did the work and they went into the shower, into the bath, they kept the fast. Allah says, La'allakum tatakun, all have become muttaqi, fair, God fearing. Everyone. Everyone's got that title from Allah. So there's nothing to think about. No doubt, everyone's become a muttaqi, graduated from Ramadan is muttaqi, God fearing. Now, why did Allah purify us after we're pure? What were we to do then? We have to do something after that. Allah's made us clean, pure. Just like you come out of the bath clean. You want to do something, go to pray Jummah, you want to go to the office, you want to go to the work. You're going to do something. You're not just going to have a bath and go and sit down in the corner of a room, are you? There's a reason. After getting clean, you're going to put clean clothes on, you're going to do something in the dunya. So here the story doesn't end. After purifying us in Ramadan, what's after that? There's a journey for which Allah Ta'ala has purified us. Where are we going? From Rajab it started. Do you understand what I'm saying? The objective has not been fulfilled yet through Ramadan. No, we think we're here, we're past the test. No, the work has actually started now. That's why Allah made us clean and pure. More is that? That after cleaning us, purifying us in the next journey that we are to go on, for that Allah Ta'ala has cleaned us. For that. And a brilliant way Allah has cleaned us. So much we were in need of cleaning ourselves before we go to that place. That not a small purity, Allah has made us muttaqi. Muttaqi, what is that? What's to come after that? The journey to come after this is that Allah Ta'ala wanted us to do tawaf around His home. Allah wanted to show us His home. It's fard. It's fard, I'm telling you. In life, every person has to do this action. Before doing this action, he has to become a muttaqi. And he becomes a muttaqi, then he goes and implements that deed, then his fard of hajj is fulfilled. Do you understand what I'm saying? So much Allah purified us, cleaned us, that Allah says, now come and see my house, you are pure, you're clean, you're a muttaqi, you're God-fearing, now you can, and I want to show you my home, Allah says, I'll allow you to walk around my house, I will give you zamzam to drink, Allah says. Do you understand, Mawlana, what I'm saying? Yeah, it's a sequence here, okay? And then has made us do the tawaf, go around the Kaaba, given us water. Even then the story doesn't end. Has given us zamzam, showed us the Kaaba, Baytullah. And we touched the Kaaba, we've touched Hajrul Aswad, we've kissed it. Now we understand. We still haven't got to our destination yet. Why? Because that pillar that we have to complete, that is called Hajj. Hajj. And Hajj doesn't get completed with tawaf. If you do tawaf, go to Hajrul Aswad, drink zamzam, water, there's still a week left. If you stay there a week and leave, will you be Haji? No, you'll be Baji. You won't be Haji. You haven't done the pillars of Haji yet. Yes, so you can't have the title Haji yet. We think, go to the Kaaba, see the Kaaba, do tawaf. Okay, you've done Sa'i as well. Safa, Marwa. Still you haven't done Hajj. So this means that there's another pillar for which we have to implement. And the real reason Allah made us pure was to go to that place physically, that way our Hajj will be complete. Do you understand what I'm saying? Oh, the advanced preparation. What's that place physically where we have to go to? That we have to go there and we have to prepare, purify ourselves. Allah made us clean Ramadan. That is the plain of Arafah. The plain of Arafah. Do you understand what I'm saying? Where do we start? All in advance. Rajab. Rajab. Then Allah purified us in Shaban. Then where should this individual go? To Arafah in Dhul Hijjah. On the plain of Arafah. So the real destination for us was that all the preparation advance was to get to Arafah. The plain of Arafah. Subhanallah. And when the servant reaches to Arafah, the day of Hajj, even if it's for 1 second he's there on the day of Hajj, he becomes the Hajj. That's the condition. That's the condition. If he doesn't get to Arafah, doesn't matter how much ibadah he does before them, he can get out on the roof of the Kaaba, but he's not a Hajj. That's the masla, that's the root masla, the minimum compulsory. So the Hajj title, when our Hajj will be fulfilled of Hajj, when will it be done? On the plain of Arafah, on the day of Hajj. So it's not a minor place, the plain of Allah said, I prepared you from Rajab, months in advance. I made you muttaqi in Ramadan. I made you muttaqi in Ramadan. Then I took you to Arafah. And Arafah must be something then there, isn't it, my brothers? Do you understand what I'm saying? That Allah prepared so much in advance, He made us do so many actions, and no one else goes there. All year long, nobody goes to Arafah. If you go now, all year long, will you get thawab? Arafah, will you be Haji? No. All year long, go 364 days of the year. But the way that Allah is taking you there, if you follow that method, that sequence, get to plain of Arafah, on that day, the enjoyment, the virtues, the blessings, the mercies on that day are different. They're different. So now, how important is this that Allah has made us prepare so much? And up to here, have you understood what I'm saying? Whoever agrees with what I'm saying, put your hands up. Okay, well done. Good. You understand what I'm saying? Okay, now. So let's move forward. So, in that plane of Arafah, why has Allah taken us to Arafah? This is the question we need to ask ourselves. Why has Allah taken us through all this sequence? Now, this is a reminder for us, a massive reminder, this journey, that very soon you are about to come back to me, Allah says. You will return to me. So this maqam in Arafah will be such a place that on the day of resurrection, it will be in the same way Allah will gather everyone. Allah is showing us an example in the world. Allah says the same way you will be naked, just like you wear the haram, you take your clothes off, wear the haram, you will be gathered on that day of resurrection. Allah will say the same sequence will be followed. Yes? So when the decisions will be made, the reckoning will come, then again Allah will assemble everybody again. And then Allah says, I'll give you reward, I'll be my final reward. What will be the final reward? The sight of Allah. The sight of Allah. So this is the meaning of all of this. Even that, Allah Ta'ala says, that was the purpose, that was a big reminder from Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala on planet Earth whilst we were living, so that we realize that that's our final destination, that for the Muslim to prepare. It's so important. Now do we understand all the sequence? So this is the message, this is the reality of what we're going through the last few months and the next few months. And where we'll end? It will end on the plain of Arafah. So this is that place. Why? It's such a great place. Both things in hereafter. The last reward you will get, Allah says, in Jannah, you get all the rewards, the luxuries, but the believer will not be content. He won't be satisfied that until I don't see you, Allah, I'm not successful. I won't be happy and content. Yes, Allah, we just knew, theoretically, but I said, I promise to you, I'll show you. In the world, you can't see me, Allah says. On earth, you can't see me. Your eyes, your ruh, your soul in the hereafter will get the power that you will with your bare eyes see Allah. So, my friends, that is how we are practicing through Arafah. Do you understand what I'm saying? So, between this, all the action we're doing, Rajab, Shaban, Ramadan, Muttaqi, preparation for what? For, we prepared in Ramadan. To get pure, clean, high status, high grade, good deeds. So this very important place that in between Allah Ta'ala kept Ramadan, very, very important period of time. What was in that month? Allah put Ramadan in the center between Rajab, for the beginning where the preparation started, up to Hajj. In between, in the middle, Allah put Ramadan to give us full preparation that we can go to Arafah and go to the hereafter to see Allah. Allah made the whole preparation for us in which month? In Ramadan. That's the preparation for that journey ahead, the phases ahead. Do you understand what I'm saying? So Ramadan, what Allah Ta'ala gave to us, Allah made such an environment in Ramadan. Our hearts, Allah Ta'ala made occupied. Do you understand that? In other words, Allah controlled our hearts. Allah Ta'ala took our hearts into His control. He sealed our hearts, protected them. We weren't the same people in Ramadan that we say barakah, blessings. We weren't the same normal human beings that we were before. Allah gave us a spiritual strength and force and power in Ramadan. This is a great message of Allah Ta'ala. If we think about it, then my colleagues, if Allah Ta'ala wants, then every second He can keep you at that powerful level. Every second He can send us to salah. Allah Ta'ala says that I'm not forcing you to do anything. Why? Because Allah Ta'ala says, in Ramadan I showed you the demonstration that you never before did you pray in the masjid, never did you pray 20 rak'ah in the evening, but you're praying in the evening in Ramadan, 3 times a day you're eating, and ibadah, you were staying hungry, considering as worship. The youngest child would wake up at the sahri time, pre-dawn, and very difficult, his mother would say, eat this, eat that, and he's keeping the fast, the child. And the universe, the cycle changed, the human being's life changed, and he had desire to stay hungry, to stay thirsty, to do prostration, and to recite Quran. Here, Quran, mashallah. Again, mashallah, all the Qurans are back on the shelves where they were before. The masjids, Allah filled up during Ramadan. Why? Because Allah Ta'ala demonstrated to us that I've controlled your hearts. And Allah said, I threw a splash of His mercy into our hearts. Allah showed us His brilliance, His splendor, that everyone turned to Allah, focused on Allah. Everyone. How could we do this normally? Do it now if you can. The intensity that you had in Ramadan. How did we get that power, determination? We stayed up all night long. In the morning we'd go, and with full speed we would practice. But alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, how many gatherings of dhikr we had in Ramadan. I was in itikaf all night long. I would get strength to speaking during dhikr, and when it's 4 a.m, when it's 3 a.m, when it's 2 a.m, nobody knows, nobody's looking at the time. It's just a beautiful sequence. We're just like people in love, following that sequence. We're thinking about Allah and we're focused towards Allah. It was such a great feeling and emotion that overwhelmed us, and we were traveling all in that same direction on that journey. There was no differentiation, no splitting of the time, who's sinful, who's good, who's pious, who's mutaqi. No, everybody became the same at that time. Every person you would look at and see as pure, every sister was pious, every man was pious. We were doing high grade deeds. All those deeds Allah Ta'ala made us practice, that we would give us in the hereafter, on that day of judgment, the prayer of resurrection, make us capable of being gathered there. Complete preparation. All our salah, which is the highest grade of worship in deen, is the most important deed from the 5 pillars of Islam. Is the greatest action is what? Salah. Allah has put salah first. Aqimus salah. Aqimus salah. Wa atu zakah. First is salah. Everywhere else. For men and women. So most of all, Allah Ta'ala in Ramadan made us practice what? Which deed? Salah. Namaz. And now it's very hard, we can't pray Isha, it's still difficult, we think it's too long. But with desire and passion, we prayed Isha and Tarawih on top of that. Even then we weren't satisfied. And here, mashallah, we've heard people in the night completed a whole Quran. People do that, mashallah, they don't know what they're reading about, but they say, no, we want to complete the reciting the whole Quran, alhamdulillah. That was a passion, determination, a force. Where's that all gone now? Tell me, because at that time, Allah Ta'ala wanted to prepare us, purify us, make us muttaqi, so that we can get to that destination. Allah made us do all these great things during Ramadan. Understand what I'm saying? So understand up to now? So now what do we have to do? What's next? Allah Ta'ala says that that time I made you do all these things in Ramadan. You practiced that worship, those deeds you recited, Quran, sujood, prostration. You were cautious about sin. You left the sins. You stopped your tongue. You were scared. You didn't want to spoil your fast. You had fear of Allah, taqwa. And God fearing came, and you learned how to control your eyes and stop lying and stop consuming haram. What was there from the sins that Allah Ta'ala did not make us stop and overcome? Isn't it? Is it? So this is called that you made a strong friendship with Allah and you recognized and you realized who Allah Ta'ala is and you've come completely onto the path of the deen. You've come onto the path of the deen, isn't it? Through Ramadan. So Allah Ta'ala says, now this deen that I've given you, taught you in Ramadan, developed for you, your duty is to take your deen with you now up to that maqam, to the real plane of Arafah. Shouldn't stop now your deen. Your deen should be maintained. It shouldn't be a position that Ramadan's gone, empty the mosques. No. No. The objective of Ramadan, we kill it then. We are killing the objective of Ramadan. That means we have compromised with the objective of Ramadan. We won't even get anything for Ramadan if afterwards we forget the deen. Allah says that whatever I taught you in Ramadan, the habits that were developed, salah, staying hungry, compromise and patience, all the great habits I gave to you during Ramadan, Allah says, this is my fadl, my grace, I by force gave you these habits. Now if you go back to your old ways, no, Allah says you have to carry on and maintain that position through your life. Until the real destination of the hereafter comes, you have to carry on this way. Do you understand what I'm saying? So this is, our life isn't finished, our deen isn't finished. Salah in Ramadan that we developed, reciting Quran, realization of deen, all the habits that Allah Ta'ala gave to us through Ramadan, dhikrullah, remembrance of Allah, attending gatherings, doing tasbih, personal dhikr, leaving the sins, shunning the sins, and protecting your life, being cautious in your life. All the practice Allah gave to us in Ramadan, which equals deen of Islam. Allah says, now after Ramadan, what you have to do is keep hold of that, grab hold of that, keep it protected, and carry on your journey until the place, the final place will come. Do you understand what I'm saying? Now we have a duty. Allah has given us a task. That Allah Ta'ala gave us ibadah, Allah gave us that habit, good habits. So we have to carry on that journey. How do we take that those habits? We should carry on those grace habits through the rest of our life. Come in the morning, attend the majlis in the morning, dhikr. Just like what we did in Ramadan. Keep on repeating that. Keep on revising that. Whatever actions you did, tasbih, subhanallah wa bihamdi, continue that tasbih ongoing after that, after Ramadan. Don't stop those great actions, that gift that Allah Ta'ala gave to the Ramadan. Don't shun it. Don't throw it away. Not at all. It's a memory. Ramadan will be a witness for us that he started his deen, Islam journey in Ramadan and he carried on afterwards until the day of judgment. And when? That after 3 days I might die. And all year long we have to wait again. Maybe COVID will come again. Maybe some tragedy, sickness, diseases, or maybe an accident might come in my life. We don't know what's going to happen in our life. We don't know what's going to happen the next day. Death may arrive. So at least now, we should be fully prepared. Allah has given us the preparation that whenever your death comes, you had a Ramadan, it's just gone. You prepared that preparation, the great habits Allah gives in Ramadan. Grab hold of them and carry them through the rest of the year. That's our duty now. That's our task now. Subhanallah. So we should be thankful to Allah for this. That Allah, we are so thankful to you. There's such a great development and teaching. You gave us the strength. We did all amal in Ramadan. And now we will continue with this in the same way. And we will crush our desires and we'll crush our ego and we'll carry on practicing Islam just like we did in Ramadan. We promise. But Allah has reduced now. We can eat now, we can sleep more if we want, and we can do what we want. Instead of 20 rak'ah after Isha, we can pray less salah. So it's a shortcut now. It's easier physically. The demand is less. You understand? So at least then we shouldn't then compromise after that. So the least we should minimum continue our deen. There's one cure, one way. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ Allah says in the Quran, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ This is the point that gives us the continuity. How do we ensure continuity? إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَا رَبُّنَا اللَّهِ Allah says that when the human being, the individual, when he says, Allah, I've come to the platform of the deen, I've understood the practice of the deen, just like Ramadan automatically taught us fasting. All the habits are clear before us now, after Ramadan. So what have we done? We have developed and understood and we've accepted the deen that Allah Ta'ala has given to us. I understand everything now, Allah. Qala Rabbuna Allah. Allah says, when once you have understood the deeds, your life, your mission, your purpose, then on this platform, you should, and you want to carry on practicing, then for that Allah Ta'ala says, I will give you a practice, an action. And then, if you do the action, that will allow you to continue. ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُ Istiqamah, steadfastness. Regularity. So what should you do, O believer? You should be regular and consistent in your practice. Istiqamah. Don't leave being steadfast. قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهُ Allah, we accept, we believe, we prayed salah, everything we did, we learned, we want to keep this ongoing. Allah, ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا Allah, what should we do? We should be punctual and regular. Come to Fajr the same way, come to the masjid to pray the salahs, set the alarm clock, and come and pray salah, pray Fajr, do dhikr, remember Allah. Same routine, continue. ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا Attach your life to istiqamah now, be steadfast, regular. If you want to be successful, ultimately, Allah says, if you want to maintain this, the gifts I've given to you in Ramadan, Allah says, then we have to do one task, that we have to continue regularly, punctually with istiqamah, steadfast. Steadfast. Yes, steadfastness is important, essential now. So Allah says, that when you are steadfast, regular, daily, consistent, then Allah says, that believer will come into that level, قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهُ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا تَتَنَزَّلُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ Allah says, that تَتَنَزَّلُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ Allah Ta'ala says, then his position will become such that believer, the human being, after having steadfastness, regularity, gets to that level, that this individual, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, upon that individual, Allah says, the angels will be sent to that person. Angels will descend. Tanazzalul. Angels will come down to that person, upon that person. And there will be, the Mufassirin commentators say, seven angels. At what time? And everywhere where he is. Tanazzalul malaika. Malaika will descend. They will come to his assistance in every stage of his life. When the human being will die, then the angels will come to him. The angels will attend him, visit him. And when you'll be lowered into the grave, then the angels will be with him again there, subhanallah. And then when he will rise up from the grave, at that time the angels will be with him as well. And when he will be presented on the day of resurrection, those same angels will be with him again. And mashallah, angels will come, they will assist him. In other words, in every stage, every phase, on the bridge of Sirat, those angels will be with him. Bridge of Sirat, to the extent that, what will the angels do with him or her? They will be with that person, travel through the stages, tanazzalul malaikatu. And what will the angels do? Allah takhafu. Allah says, what will the angels do? On every stage, they will take the fear out of that person, the khawf out of that person. The uneasiness they will take from the person. They will explain to him that death is nothing for you, believe. Why are you scared of death? Grave is nothing. In other words, he will feel so encouraged and comfortable in all the stages, from life to death to the grave to resurrection to the hereafter. All his anxiety and fear, the angels will remove that and encourage him and give him coolness. This is a great reward for istiqamah that we got during Ramadan. Understand now the sequence? Angels will descend and they will be with that believer in all his stages. Why are you afraid? No need to be scared, O believer. And they will give him good news. Bashuru fil Jannah. They'll give him good news. Why are you scared? Why are you afraid, O believer? Why are you sad? What you've left the dunya is nothing. Go into paradise. We will take you and deliver you into paradise, the angels will say to him. And they'll give him good news about paradise. They'll remove his fear. For example, if you're going on a journey in the dunya and you're stuck on a journey on the way, and if you have a very great friend or colleague, companion on the journey advises you, all your anxiety disappears, isn't it? Worries disappear. And then imagine when death comes to you, meaning no one's next to you. Everyone leaves you, everyone runs away from you. Your relatives is a very severe, dark place, isn't it? Death. Yes, there are two types of angels that descend at death. One are those who are so ugly and horrible, dirty, ugly faces with the punishments they will come. And they will come with the horrible ugliness and he will be full of fear due to his bad deeds in the life. But the person who had a life of istiqamat, steadfast on the deen, then those angels with nice faces, illuminated faces, with nur on the faces, with love, affection, beautiful appearance, and calm. Just like, you know, the mother pushed the hand over the face of the child and the hair of the child, says, no worries, my beta, beti, you're fine. The angels will say, be calm, we're with you. Don't be scared. We're with you now at the time of your death. We're going to the grave with you. We'll advise you. And because the human being is leaving the world, obviously the sadness of leaving the world, my children, my wife, the detachment, obviously suddenly a person's detached. So the angels give him encouragement. Don't worry, Allah taqafu wa la tahzanu. That, don't worry, they say, don't be worried about the place you're going to and the dunya that you're leaving, they take the sorrow away from that person. Oh, Allahu Akbar. The angels do this action when they come down. What's this called? That person in Ramadan, the actions Allah gave him, he's steadfast after that for the rest of the year. Subhanallah. And he carries on practicing in that same way. And mashallah, he doesn't leave any gathering of dhikr, he doesn't leave reciting Quran. All the actions he can do, that comes into his taqamah. For example, if you miss for 1 day or 2 days, or your eyes didn't open, then you come back in, just count, that's included in his taqamah. Included. Totally. Remember this point. Remember this point. If you come, you're unwell, sick, flu, temperature, your eyes didn't open, a guest came, 1 or 2 days gap, but still you continue after that, the practice, then this is included in istiqamah, steadfastness, Allah Ta'ala says. It's included in istiqamah. If today you couldn't recite Quran, you did something else, you were busy, 2 days you couldn't read Quran, but the third day you recite Quran again, a break comes in between, but there's istiqamah, because you continue after that. Yes, so if your mind came, I want to do this, you had intention, but you missed it, and he feels that, oh, I missed this, I shouldn't have done it, or I didn't go to the gathering, it would have been good if I did go. So he's feeling the regret inside, I should do this action. This means, that's also included in istiqamah, steadfastness. That's all with Allah's mercy. So if we spend the rest of the year like this, then write this in your diary, this statement, the actions Allah's made us do, and Allah's put nur in our hearts. If Allah made you recite Quran, Allah made us everyone recite Quran, isn't it? Then take that Quran ongoing through the year and istiqamah will come. If you don't recite, if you can't complete Quran 5 times, doesn't matter, do once in the year. Once in the year, complete the Quran. You haven't left it, you haven't shunned it. And what reward do you get after that? Salah. Alhamdulillah. Salah, you have to pray anyhow. You have to pray. But if it happens that you set the alarm in the morning, your eyes didn't open, there was a reason, some excuse, but that was just in between, a sharia excuse might come, a bump, a blip, but you're praying continuously. That's istiqamah. 1 whole year you pray. Okay? Dhikrullah, remembrance of Allah, extra deed, you have to do that, your personal dhikr. 3 gatherings used to go in Ramadan, now continue. I'll continue according to your capacity. And your situation, come in the morning, sometimes you sleep, you couldn't come, 2 days you just bed, no problem, come again. If you know that I want to keep a connection with the gathering, istiqamah, steadfastness. What else have you done? And if you come towards sins now, if you say that lying, I didn't lie during Ramadan, and I will continue to try to leave lying, and if you do lie, say istighfar, istiqamah. In other words, any action, if you keep it going, you get up. For example, you're walking, and then you drop, and you drop, then you get up and you walk again. You're walking, isn't it, after that? Yeah? You haven't stopped, have you? You're walking, you slipped up, you got up, you carried on walking. So same way, you're practicing, you make a mistake, you commit a sin, do tawbah, stand back up, walk again. Istiqamah. Same, isn't it? Example. Similarity, isn't it? You're not going to stay on the ground, are you? When you're walking, you fall on the ground. You're not going to stay on the ground, are you? You're going to get up and stand and walking. Same way, all year long, according to this verse, is istiqamah. Yeah, as long as you carry on the journey. So we have to have the niyyah, the intention. Allah, today you gave me Ramadan, the ability to practice all the deeds with your permission. Allah, I will continue for the year long. And there will be gaps, but even then it's istiqamah. You understand what I'm saying? So when we carry on doing this and we come into the included amongst the people of istiqamah, when we're included, then that's the conclusion. Tanazzalul malaikatu. Then the angels will come to us at the time of death, they'll come. When we're in the grave, they'll come. On the day of resurrection, the angels will come to us, to our assistance. Allah says that they will remove all of your fears. Absuru bil Jannah. They'll give you good news about Jannah. And they'll go with you up to that point. Alladhi kuntum tu'adun, Allah says. That until paradise, they will help you go across the bridge of Sirat. They'll go to the door of paradise. They say, open the door, go inside. Alladhi kuntum tu'adun. Go, this place, the abode you're going into, this was the promise Allah gave to you in the Quran, we helped you up to here. Have we seen now with your eyes, the conclusion of the coming? You say, Subhanallah, that believer will say, really, Allah gave me steadfastness in my life that has brought me to this point. Do you understand now the sequence of life up to that point? That's the message of Ramadan. That's what Ramadan came for. So if we do this, don't waste this now, Allah gave us a great opportunity, a great reward. Suddenly Allah gave this to us, we didn't have the power, but Allah gave us a nur, a light for us to enable us to do this action. Those people who did tawbah during Ramadan, repented, keep it, establish it, maintain it. Maintain it. And do istiqamah on that. Be steadfast, regular. Those who did tawbah, repented in Ramadan, women, men, sisters, brothers, they said we do tawbah in Ramadan, so much reward. Allah enable you to repent. Then keep your repentance ongoing. Because by doing sins after that, you don't break your tawbah. If you do a sin again, then do istighfar again. Say, Allah, forgive me again. The person who's sinful and repents to Allah, turns back to Allah, then he doesn't remain as a sinful person. He's not counted, included amongst the sinful people. If you repent, there's a unique point I'm telling you here now. This is from the reference of the Quran. That if a person commits a sin, the sinful and the muttaqi are in the same place in Jannah, subhanAllah, in paradise. This verse is coming to my mind. I could read it to you, be broken down. I remember that verse, the meaning of it. So Allah says, go, that come on quickly, go towards maghfirah, forgiveness. This is the verse. Allah says, go towards forgiveness. Why? Because Jannah, paradise is very vast, big, and I've created Jannah for the muttaqi. Do you understand this verse? Who knows this verse? So the sinful person and the muttaqi, they are together in the Jannah in paradise, in one maqam, one station. If you do tawbah, repent, you don't remain as a sinful person. You're not a sinful person anymore. So those people in Ramadan did tawbah, repented, alhamdulillah. Their tawbah, when does it end? That even if you make a mistake after Ramadan, do tawbah again, repent again. Say, Allah, forgive me again. And you'll come back again to istiqamah. And rather, you will become a better muttaqi. You'll be promoted even more. After sinning, repenting, then it's like you haven't committed that sin. That's how easy is our deen of Islam. That's how a deen easy. One young person came today, and he was scared, afraid, and I gave him an invitation towards deen Islam. And he was afraid, he was scared about Islam, I have to do this, I have to do that, it's too hard, I have to practice. Anyhow, he came, didn't come for that purpose, he came for some other reason, to see me, for some other reason. But the doctors are such that the patient comes for a certain sickness, but he gives the injection, the remedy for the overall situation. Yes, so mashallah, he says, I want to do blood test. I went for the blood test. Oh, just take this injection, very good. But if I knew about injection, I'd never go there. Do you understand what I'm saying? So they give you extra that this person's coming, a disease is to come. I said, oh, I came for blood test. Why are you giving me injection? They said, no, I'm trying to protect you overall. So the doctor, they take you to the solution. So he said, I came for the flu or the injection. I gave him the injection, the overall injection. So now, he thought that deen was very hard, difficult. Alhamdulillah, just like you have understood the definition of istiqamah, that every person can go towards istiqamah and get the reward, that the angels will travel with me through the journey of life. It's not difficult to acquire this. How easy this is. Allah has made us practice during Ramadan, and all you have to do is continue it now. That's it. So, I said to him that Islam is very easy. Religion is very easy. I'll take you out of your difficulty, your misery. And I said, it's not hard to him. Yes? I said, just shaitan, that's deviating you, making deen, presenting Islam difficult to you. I advised him. He said, though today I'll do true tawbah, I'll repent truthfully. Alhamdulillah, he did tawbah, he put the sunnah libas clothing on, he wore imamah, blessed turban, he gave du'as and left the place, mashallah, young man. I said, hada jannati, he's a man from paradise. 3 hours I spent with him. 3 hours, but mashallah, he understood the deen very nicely. He understood the deen. And he became Muslim, proper Muslim. So brothers, if we see now, you, me, all the things we've done in Ramadan, mashallah, Ramadan, we're pure, clean, for forgiveness. All we have to do now after Ramadan is that we just keep on going, keep it going. Practice the same action ongoing. No new deed. What have we done already? Recited Quran, dhikr gatherings, we came to Tarawih, we prayed. That's all a shortcut now. Before it was 5 Quran, maybe you did in Ramadan. Now just read 1 ruku, 1 section, read 3 lines of Quran daily, and that's istiqamah. Steadfastness. Yes, so much let off. So much let off. Tell me after Ramadan. A hafidh, even if your Quran, if you read 3 rukus without looking, istiqamah, because you're in touch with the Quran. You're connected. That's it. End of story. Allah Ta'ala doesn't say pray tahajjud, pray ishraq, nothing. Allah says istiqamah, steadfastness. If you continue with the faraid, compulsory, istiqamah, steadfast. And the road? ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا. Allah says, the road I've told you then. تَنَزَلُوا الْمَلَائِكَةُ. The angels will descend, they'll be your companions in your journey of life to the hereafter. No fear, no nothing to be scared about. Jannah. Allah, go into Jannah, the angels say, go into paradise, my friend. You won't know about the day of resurrection, no reckoning, no accounts, no heat, no sweat. You won't know about the days, because you are VIPs, very important persons. The angels are with you on your journey. It's clear, the path ahead, you is to him, Mawlana Sahib will tell you in the beyond, there will be a plane of resurrection, you'll sweat, you'll drown in your sweat. Allah will say, bypass all of this, you people. You are with us, the angels will say. You know, you go to the airport, and there's the VIP lane, if you get someone you know, a guard, or a policeman, or an officer, he says, come with me, I'll take you through all of, and he takes you around the back, and he puts in, all the people are queuing up the line, long lines. Happened to me once, by chance. I was going, and I had a normal ticket, and a person I knew, I met him, he said, why are you sat here? Please come into first class. He sat me in the first class section. Yeah? He promoted my seat. And just the angels will come to you. Why are you scared of Muslimin? What darkness? What heat? What severity? What punishment? Grave, bridge of Sirat, the sun's coming down, you're sweating. We'll bypass you through all of that, O believer, the angels will say. Here's Jannah for you, they'll say. Here's Jannah. You'll say, what, my bandalu, my sins, my hisab, they'll say, without any reckoning, go into paradise, they'll tell him. Because you are a high level person. ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا. Allah gave good news about you. Allah says, come. Come forth. Allah says that I promise to you, no punishment. That mashallah, I promise to you that if you are steadfast, I'll give you the rewards without any reckoning. So brothers, will we be steadfast? My colleagues, that's all I wanted to share with you this message. That don't be weak after Ramadan. Don't collapse. Carry on with your deeds. According to your capacity, your capability, keep coming to the gatherings of dhikr. Coming to, they used to do three gatherings in Ramadan. Now can't you come once in that day to dhikr if you can't come in the evening? Come in the morning if you can't come in the morning, come in the evening. That's istiqamah, steadfastness. Carry on. Yes, you say it's too hard in the morning, I have to go to work. Oh, come in the evening then. Istiqamah, regularity. There's a connection. Keep the connection maintained. It's not hard about that. Before three times in Ramadan you came, you can't even come once now? Will you come inshallah? It's a solid promise. Okay, so I've shared that verse with you now, alhamdulillah. So today, my friends, the message for today is that may Allah Ta'ala make me understand so that I can correct myself. May Allah give me steadfastness. And may Allah give me tawfiq, whatever I've spoken about. May I do amal on that. Even if it's a little bit, every day we must practice ongoing. If we leave a day, miss a day, in a day or two, carry on. If we've done tawbah, keep your tawbah ongoing, maintained. Allah promised to us. Allah forgave us. Keep on going on that path. And don't let any gap come. If you commit a sin again, do tawbah again. If you commit a sin, do tawbah again. If you commit a sin again, do tawbah again. Forgive. Carry on. That's the way the boat sailing. And if it goes up and down on the tosses of the waves, even if 100 times your tawbah breaks, Allah says, come back to me. Come back to me. Yes? Isn't this the case, Mawlana sir? 100 times, even if you're sinning, do tawbah again and turn back to Allah. Not once, not twice. 100 times if you sin. But keep coming back to me, Allah says. Keep coming back to me. Don't forget me. Don't run away. So easy is deen of Islam. Tell me. So we just have to keep moving. Keep moving. Okay, my brothers, my colleagues? Inshallah, today, first gathering of Shawwal. Do you understand how valuable is Shawwal? Yes, this is going to take us till the plain of Arafat on the month of Hajj. Very blessed days, very valuable days. I've told you how valuable they are. The 30 days we kept fast in Ramadan, 30 days rood. And if you keep the 6 fasts of Shawwal, the whole year thawab, the fasting. The rest, the salah, all of these are valuable in Shawwal. Why? Because these are the days of Hajj. These are those days that have arrived that we have to complete a pillar of Islam. Allah prepared us for that. Allah may Allah save us. Remember this, on those who Hajj is fard compulsory. Totally don't sit at home. It's a big warning that you may die as a Jew or a Christian. Allah, the Prophet said, I cannot guarantee you, Imam, that your Imam will not stay. Why are you stopping and not going on Hajj? The Ramadan you prepared and Rajab allowed you to prepare, Shaban, Ramadan, the preparation was all for Hajj. Why are you stopping and not going? If it's compulsory on you. Come, Allah says, come, Hajj, do it immediately. The Hajj in the youth, what a great Hajj. Running in the Hajj, tawaf, walking, using your legs, kissing the Hajj al-Aswad. You won't even realize the 2 weeks that pass. Nothing will happen. For example, if something, you don't have money, take a loan and then maybe pay it back afterwards. Yeah? Yes, you take loans for other things in the dunya. I'm not giving fatwa. This is not fatwa. This is the fatwa of love I'm giving to you, you could say. Not a fatwa of deen. Yes? Don't say, oh, he's given a masulah, we have to borrow money and go on Hajj. No, no. I'm just saying out of love. Inshallah, Allah will allow you to repay the loan. Why? Because Allah will say, you always took a loan for shops and dunya, material goods in the world. You've taken this loan from me. Allah says, hey, I'll help you to repay the loan. Allah says, don't make excuse, sit down, I don't have money. Allah says, get ready. Yes, why are you asking money, yaar? I want to go on Hajj, yaar. Today people give you the money on loan. If they know he's going for a good deed, okay, here, let's give you a loan. And so you've got some money. Even though people are sitting on their money in the bank, yeah, and they earn interest on the money, and they take your money. You put your money in the bank. If you've got money in a bank and your bank balance, and the bank companies are making money on your investments, why don't you loan your money to someone who wants to go on Hajj? You'll say, please lend me some money, I want to go on Hajj. Say, hey, take some money, brother, and give it back to me afterwards. Do you understand what I'm saying? Yes, those who have not done Hajj, and the Hajj season has come, and nowadays there's a restriction, isn't it? So even this will be your Hajj. That if you just apply, put your name in, if the name doesn't come on the list, it's not sin on you. You applied, isn't it? You tried. You tried. Make an effort. So fill in the form online, give your name, submit. If they say you're too late, maybe it's late for you, but I'm totally correct according to deen. Who's in front of Allah, at least I have to put my name in the list and apply. That's good. Without even going, Allah's given me the Hajj reward. Subhanallah. Then next year I'll try again. You understand what I'm saying? Yes, all these preparation, Ramadan, Hajj preparation, if you don't try, then what success will you get if you don't try? There's no restriction, mashallah. Today, money, get some money from somebody, borrow some money, do this, collect the money and go and depart for the journey if you can. You can go on your own. You have to go with your wife, children. Allah says, just go then, stay on yourself on a week. Very easy. Yes, send your wife back to her mother's house. She'll be happy. She'll be happy. Then she'll say, go do one Hajj, do another Hajj if you want. Let me stay at my mom's house. MashaAllah. Okay, mashaAllah. Let's do dhikr of Allah now. Recite the Rushi.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah. Bilalim. As-salam. As-salam. Al-Azim. Al-Husayn. Shafi'an. Da'ayazim. Al-Habib. Al-Habib. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina. Allah, sare mareezon ko shifa nasib farma, jinon duaon ke liye kaam mile wala unke tamam hajaton ko pura farma, bimari ko dur farma. Allah hamare ek saathi hain bas ke unke bhai ka intiqal ho gaya, unke liye dua farmaye. Allah unki maghfirat farmaye. Cancer ke mareezon ke liye dua farmaye. Allah paak unki is marz ko dur farmaye. Jo is marz se wapis aa gaye mere wala unko sehat e kamal aaj nasib farmaye aur unko sehat ko kum nasib farmaye. اس صحت میں کو شکر نصیب فرمائے یا اللہ تمام مریضوں کو شفا نصیب فرما تمام بلائے سے شفا نصیب فرما ربنا حب لنا من ازواجنا وذرياتنا قرۃ اعین واجعلنا للمتقین اماما اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربيانا صغيرا اللهم اغفر لنا ولوالدينا واستاذينا ومشايخنا وجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون سلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.